Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon. This is Toonie J with Mom's Who Childcare Podcast. I'm so glad to be back, guys. Listen, it's been a minute. It's been so long that I've had my daughter. The last podcast that I shared, I was still pregnant, but now she came in February, and I'm so blessed to be a mom of four now. It comes with its challenges. Listen, it does. It comes with its challenges, but it comes with more blessings. So today I wanted the topic to be, you are essential. Man, that is a mess right there. You are essential. I wanted that to be the topic for today. And so, what does essential mean? Well, essential means absolutely necessary, extremely important. Oh my gosh. That's us. Do you not realize as a childcare provider how important you are, how much you matter, how essential you are? Yes, you're important. And so here we are, we're in this craziness in the world with the virus, and I see, my church shared a little poster thing that on social media that was saying the essential workers, hey, you know, you are the real heroes, da, da, da. And so I'm looking at this, yeah, police officer, my spouse is a police officer, yes, woo, yes, but on there I wasn't seeing child care provider or daycare teacher or anything like that. So that kind of was like, ouch, you know, because I am a child care provider, even though no, I am on maternity leave and I'm with my daughter, I still represent who I am and what I do. So it hurt. I was like, oh man, you know, so I made sure I commented and said, hey, you know, don't forget child care providers. So yes, because I'm not going to leave my, we family, child care providers, if y'all hear me, we family. So that means I shout y'all out. I gave y'all a shout out. So when I see y'all now, y'all show me some love. Okay. So, so I commented. And so this is not to, you know, throw my church under the bus. I love my church. I love y'all. If y'all listening, I love y'all. I do. But, you know, I just wanted, it made me realize how important we are. And a lot of people don't realize that we're that important. So, you know, but I do feel like many people are seeing, oh man, you know what, this is, you know, when teacher appreciation comes, there should be a lot of appreciation to these teachers, to these daycare owners, because we are that important. If we can't run, you can't do what you're called to do. You can't do your work, your line of work, your job, your career, your business, whatever, or it's going to be hard to do it. So I think about that definition, essential, extremely important, absolutely necessary. That's a message right there to you. I shouldn't even have to say no more, but that's a message right there to you that you are extremely important and you are absolutely necessary. Someone drops off their kid in the morning so they can go to work. If they can't do that, then they can't. How can they go to work? That's how important you are. So as you go through this tough time, remember that you are important. Or if you don't have your chakra open yet and you're trying to get into that process and it may seem tough right now, just know it's coming and know that you're important and you have to take your time. Things that are important have been, their time has been taken with it. You know what I'm saying? So as a chakra provider, you have to take your time with this. You have to be delicate with it. You have to really work this thing, because if you don't, you know what I'm saying, it will show. It will show that you're not giving your best. It will show that you're not taking it serious. It will show that you don't have the child's best interest at heart. That's why I say you are essential. You are important. You are absolutely necessary, and you are extremely important. That's, you know, that definition just, I'm probably going to hang that definition on my wall. Essential. And that's going to be a reminder to me that I am essential. You are as important as a doctor. You are as important as a police officer. You are important as the, you know, line workers, whatever. Whatever other essential job, construction workers, government workers. You are that important. You play that big of a role in the world and in the community. You know, so just know that. Things may look tough. Those of you who are just starting out into your childcare journey, it may look tough, may seem tough, but just know you're important. And so it's going to work out, and you matter. You matter. Your purpose matters. And so I was just playing with that definition. Like, man, I'm extremely important. So even as I'm going through my journey right now, as I am working, even though I am in maternity leave and I'm spending time with family, spending time with kids, I still make time to work on my vision and work on my plan because it's extremely important and it's absolutely necessary. Woo! That is something right there. Your vision and your plan and your dream is extremely important and it's absolutely necessary. Man, I'm just sitting here like blowing my mind right now because just hearing myself say that out loud, like, and I think that goes for anything, even if you're not one of the essential, and I'm doing my little fingers, even if you're not one of the essential careers, your dream and your vision is essential. God put a plan in you and God put a purpose in you that's extremely important and that's absolutely necessary. Oh my gosh. Let me tell you, so I'm tripping myself out right now because I'm hearing myself say this. I'm like, God, you are definitely speaking to me. So this is beyond childcare workers right now. Let me tell you something, because that's what I'm feeling in my heart. That, you know, God puts a plan and a purpose in people for a reason. And you are essential. And that dream is essential. Because if it wasn't, he wouldn't give it to you. And he could have gave it to anybody else, but he strategically gave it to you. Which means it's absolutely necessary and it's extremely important. Oh my gosh. So, I'm just encouraging you as a childcare provider. I'm encouraging you as a mom. Because sometimes as moms, and I am so guilty, we get in those modes where we're like, oh my gosh, how can I do this? I don't have time. Especially me right now. I am a mother of four. And I'm new to this four game. If you're a mother of four and you've been a mother of four for a while, more power to you. I am learning the ropes. It is not easy. Not at all. No. And I have three girls and one boy. So I'm dealing with a lot of emotions with these girls. Well, Sienna, that's my daughter, my new baby. She doesn't count because she's still a baby. But my two oldest girls, oh man. Woo, listen, but I love them. Those are my babies. But what I'm saying to say is that, you know, it's important for you. It's extremely important and it's absolutely necessary for you to make time for your dream and for your purpose. Even if it's just 5 minutes, even if it's just 2 seconds, even if it's just 30 minutes, even if it's just 30 seconds, whatever, spend time on that. God wouldn't give it to you for no reason. And I'm sure there are many like me. Let me say something. There have been many times that I've tried to run away and walk away from childcare and said, I'm done, I'm giving up, it's not working out, da 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 da. But for some reason, it just won't leave my heart, it won't leave my spirit. God will not let it leave me because I know it's my calling, it's what I'm supposed to be doing. And it's going to open doors for many other things that God is working in me. So, it's absolutely necessary, as you can see, and it's extremely important. And that is a message to me right now in my life. That's why he won't let me walk away from it. Because it's absolutely necessary and it's extremely important. And so I'm saying that to you who is listening. I know you hear me. Come on now. I know you hear me. Yes, you are. Your life beyond your career, your life period is absolutely necessary and extremely important. And why? Because you're still here. You're alive. Here it is. Many people are dying from this virus, and we pray for every single family that is dealing with, that is grieving in this tough time. But you're still here. And what does that mean? You're absolutely necessary and you're extremely important. Oh my gosh. You are. You are absolutely necessary and extremely important. Because if you wasn't, you'd be gone. And how many of us have been having those situations where we look back and we're like, man, I should have been gone a long time ago. Oh, I should have been gone in that moment. Or when you look back over memories and you're like, man, I should have been gone in that moment. Oh, man, God should have took me in that moment. Oh, man, I should have been, you know, so I could have been dead in that moment. Oh, listen, I could have. Many people don't know, and I don't know why I'm sharing this, but the Lord is allowing me to share this. Many people don't know that months ago, I tried to take my own life. I don't know why I'm sharing this, but the Lord wants me to share it, so I'm going to do it. Many people don't know that I tried to take my own life. I was done having kids. Done. I didn't want no more. Me and my husband didn't want no more. Didn't want to have no more kids. I want to focus on my child care. But for some reason, God wanted me to have another child. But I wrestled with that. And I was angry with God for a while with that. Because I was like, I'm done, God. I want number one. I want my body to go through no more changes. With my son, I went through some health issues. And so I don't want to go through that no more. And I wrecked my car. Yep, I wrecked my car trying to take my own life. But it did not happen. It did not happen. I'm still here. I'm still alive and moving and well and healthy. I just had my postpartum appointment and my blood pressure is great. I don't have to use the blood pressure machine no more. I had to use the blood pressure machine because I had preeclampsia after having my daughter. But my point of saying this, guys, is I'm absolutely necessary. I'm extremely important. Here it is. I tried to wreck my car to take my life and it did not work. I'm still here. And many people who are listening to this and their families listening to this, they're probably going to call me and be like, what the ham sandwich? You tried to, so that's what happened to your car? That's probably what they're going to say. Yes, sorry. I would not share this, but I'm going to do what the Lord has told me to do. And I'm going to share this. Yes. I tried to take my own life, but it did not work. Why? Because I am absolutely necessary and I am extremely important. And so I said, okay, Lord, I don't know why you still got me here, but I'm gonna follow you. I'm gonna trust you. And so here it is. And I said all this in my last podcast about me trying to work my childcare even while I'm pregnant. But my childcare mentor, who I call my mama, she told me, sit down somewhere. Take this time to rest. It's going to happen, but you have to trust the timing. And so here it is. I'm seeing now that I'm glad that I trust the timing. I'm glad I listened to her. Because let me tell you something. If I had my home childcare right now, in this moment, in all this virus stuff, I'd be closed. Why? Because I have a new baby. I'm not going to risk my daughter. Clientele comes and goes. You can always get clientele if you work your business right. But I wasn't going to risk my family. So one morning recently, God said to me, now what would happen if your business was gone right now? What would happen if you didn't listen to mama? I'm not going to say her name unless she allows me to. I have to ask her. But what would happen if you didn't listen to mama and you were still running your business while pregnant and even after having the baby and you had your chakra right now? The baby could get sick, you know, God forbid, you know. So I thank God for me being obedient and listening to that advice of resting, taking this time to rest. And I feel so refueled, guys. I'm not pregnant no more, and I feel so refueled. I've gotten great results from my doctor's appointment, from my doctors. I don't have to worry about anything with my health right now and beyond, because I am extremely important and I'm absolutely necessary. That is a whole message. So I'm encouraging today, and I'm not going to stay on here long because I have another topic to work on. But I'm going to tell you that you are absolutely necessary and that you are extremely important and that you matter. So as you go on through this journey, and no matter how tough it looks, just remember your life, your career, your purpose, God's will is absolutely necessary and it's extremely important. You matter, and so does what you're doing. Okay? So you guys keep pushing, keep moving, keep living, and keep enjoying life, and keep loving on your family, because you only get one. All right? You guys have a great day, and thank you for listening to Moms Who Childcare.